Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. It would be extremely difficult to overemphasize the importance of leadership, either in the nation, in the state, in the local community, in schools and colleges, or in the church. Very seldom, if ever, does any organization rise above the quality of its leadership. When a nation has immoral and irresponsible leaders, many citizens use the behavior of the leaders to try to justify their ungodly conduct. During the time when the nation was divided over the predatory sexual behavior of President Clinton, young people sometimes explained their own immoral activities by saying, in effect, "If the president can do it, what is wrong with my doing it?" All intelligent people know that is a cop-out. But we also know how easy it is for children and young people to imitate their heroes and heroines. Woe to the leader who furnishes justification for greed, rebellion, and sexual promiscuity. It would require hundreds of sermons, and not just five-minute sermons either, to examine the many corrupt and immoral leaders in the nation of Israel. Just to mention Ahab, Manasseh, Jeroboam the First, and Jeroboam the Second, gives some indication of how evil many of the Jewish leaders were. The 8th century B.C. prophet Isaiah informed the Israelites of the corrupt leadership in his day. "Your princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loves gifts and follows after rewards. They do not judge the fatherless, neither does the cause of the widow come unto them." Isaiah 1:23. Surely our great nation has never experienced such corrupt leadership. Or have we? There have been hundreds of our leaders, national, state, and local, who have rebelled against our Constitution and against the moral principles that made our nation great. To deny that fact is to be inexcusably ignorant of what has occurred and is occurring in our nation. I will take time to provide two examples of corrupt political leaders: New Jersey Senator Harrison Williams and Louisiana Governor Edwin Edwards. In 1986, Ovid Damaris wrote a very disturbing book with the title, "The Boardwalk Jungle," detailing the corruption that accompanied the legalizing of casino gambling in Atlantic City. The full title of the book is "How Greed, Corruption, and the Mafia Turned Atlantic City into the Boardwalk Jungle." One brief excerpt from Damaris' book will show what occurs when political leaders are more interested in what they can get for themselves rather than in serving their constituencies. The date set for Caesar's hearings was February 28, 1980. But 3 weeks before it could get underway, an FBI sting operation called ABSCAM, short for Abdul Scam, became the media event of the year. Camden Mayor Angelo Arricchetti, U.S. Senator Harrison Williams, Jr., Joseph Lordy, and Kenneth McDonald, along with seven congressmen, Howard Crichton, and other spear carriers, were caught in the FBI net. Page 177. Senator Williams was convicted and sent to prison. Tyler Bridges, a reporter for the Miami Herald, wrote a very disturbing book, "Bad Bet on the Bayou: The Rise of Gambling in Louisiana and the Fall of Governor Edwin Edwards." In the concluding chapter, Tyler Bridges wrote, "On January 8, 2001, United States Judge Frank Polozola sentenced Edwin Edwards to a 10-year prison term for his role in the riverboat gambling corruption case." Page 374. What a tragedy that intelligent men become so greedy. Like Esau of old, Senator Williams and Governor Edwards sold their souls for a mess of pottage. If these two leaders were the only ones guilty of betraying their supporters, that would be tragic enough. But it happens on a regular basis, as all of us know. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.